little injury update for everybody. excuse me. Marcus, again, I'll just, he's come along very well. He has a couple good days of rehab, even last night, getting back from the game, came in here and did some things that were a plus, and same thing today. I'd say Cyprian is, again, I'd rule him out probably this week. Corey is getting close. Is it this week? I'm not sure yet, but it's positive with Corey. We'll see where he's at the end of the week. And then Lawan, he's day-to-day.
So I'm guessing Lawan's MRI came back positive.
Yeah, it's not very serious, but, you know, there is enough there to make it day-to-day.
You said Marcus is day-to-day?
Yes.
How is Cyprian's taking as long as it is?
It was more severe than the rest of them.
Cyprian and Davis similar?
No, I think it was more severe with Jonathan.
Was Cyprian more than you initially expected?
Prior to getting the MRI, yeah, I think when I first reported on it, I didn't know the extent with the MRI. So,
have you looked at the protection issues in this game, Mike, as you went back through? What did you attribute?
We got beat up front, whether it was one-on-one. Should have thrown hot on the one we took a hit. Where Matt took a hit, that's a hot throw. Matt should have thrown it away on the first one. You know, don't take an unnecessary hit by Sue over there on our sideline. It was a sack for minus one, but to me it was more about the hit. Just throw the ball. You're out of the pocket. Throw it away. Throw it in the stands. Give it to a kid. You know, do something, but don't take the hit. And, it was from one area or another. It was not one specific thing. They didn't blitz us anymore because it was Matt and over Marcus. I think they were blitzing us to stop the run initially. I mean, we knew that was going to be the case. That's what they did to us last year. So it wasn't like more than normal what we got.
The league told me that there was no whistle on that play until after he was in the end zone. He obviously stood by the players yesterday.
Yeah, I'll still stand by my players. Really, I to describe the play is hard to describe because there's no beanbag thrown. There's no signal of incomplete. There's actually nothing done. To a point, you know, again, I'll stand by my players every day of the week, every minute of the day. And when they tell me something, I know they're telling me the truth. And so there was a whistle. And, again, you can watch the reaction of everybody. But what really gets you is the two defenders that are coming on the field from their sideline, making it 13 defenders on the play. I mean, there's 13 Miami Dolphins on the field when that play is taking place. So their guys thought it was a dead play too, and that's illegal as well, which I'm very shocked they didn't see that in the review, that they had 13 players on the field.
Is that challengeable at that point by you?
If I would have known, yes. Yeah, if I don't know.
And how about the actual
You know, if the ball went 13 yards forward, it'd be tough for me to call that a fumble when it goes that far.
Is that part of the problem with the replay at times? I mean, it almost seemed as if they were like, well, we don't know, so let's just wait till replay. Like, is that part of the problem of officiating now, is how that goes?
There was just a lot on that play. I wish it would have been talked about before, or at least seen in the replay, to see that many guys on the field. That would have solved all the problems. But I would have liked to have had a chance to, you know, I talked to the official on our sideline about the whistle being blown, and that never was put into the conversation of the replay, which is, it should be.
Issue of sacks protection you mentioned before. I know there's a big disparity between Marcus and Matt in terms of mobility. Is that the sole or the biggest reason we're seeing so many more sacks of Matt, or does it go beyond?
Obviously, you know, like similar to the two quarterbacks we faced prior to this. I mean, their ability to get out and escape, and that's a plus. There's no question about that. And that we had many opportunities to sack those two. We had them in our hands, and they got away. And, you know, again, another reason for number of sacks we have defensively. But that's what Marcus gives you by getting out of the pocket. And I'm not sure what Marcus, I'm almost assuming he would have thrown the ball away that first one and not taken a hit.
Could Johnny, would you coach him any differently? Would he call pool on the OPI?
He had a 12-yard route. His job was to try to occupy the corner. The corner not occupied. If he dropped off under Delaney, then we were going to throw to John New underneath. But no, he's just running a route just like you see every Sunday by most tight ends against. See it all the time. So.
Did they give you an explanation on that OPI?
Did they
give you an explanation? Would they just think that he was too much contact?
Yeah, that's what they thought. But that's. A lot of plays. You can do that every in a lot of games.
Where do you draw the line between being critical of officiating and just calling it like you see it, given that?
Well, I got to be careful because I'll get in trouble if I do that. I get in trouble for holding people accountable. But you're talking about two teams that have big factors in the game as well as officials. They're just as much of a factor in the game and. When they're game-changing plays, then somebody has to be held accountable. But you get in trouble if you go into too much detail about it. And I do have a problem with that. I do. I have a problem with that.
Are you a proponent of the full-time officials?
They're going to have that. They're going to have that. So.
How did Marcus kind of handle the in-game?
He's great on the sideline. Great. I mean, he had an earpiece in. He knew what was going in play-wise. He's great for Matt. So he was very positive.
And missed the spot on the 3rd and 7. I know you had a great angle on it from the other sideline and on the camera. It was apparent. That's another missed call by them that I'm sure you don't.
Well, you know what? I got a bunch of guys upstairs that are responsible for challenging plays, and when they don't say, hey, coach, you need a challenge, that if I don't get something from any of them, then, and from where my vantage point, was it like an official? No, but it looked like from where I was that he had gotten it. Plus the way things were going for us yesterday, I can't say we'd have got a positive outcome from challenging it.
The risk-reward there didn't matter in terms of if you threw the flag and didn't win, you would have used the same timeout.
That's true.
How come nobody upstairs?
They didn't think it was challengeable. They didn't think it was worth challenging, yeah.
And Mike, with the penalties, though, you know, he ended up with 11. How much of that was some officials? How much is on your team that those issues cleaned up?
No, we got to clean up. We've been very good this year with penalties. I mean, we're one of the top teams with our yesterday was not good for us. We had 9 penalties on offense, 5 of them in the first quarter. 5 penalties and 2 turnovers in the first quarter. Going to get you beat most days. We had too many penalties, and again, I'll go back. Our special teams got to eliminate them, and we got to just keep talking about it. And we showed them all the penalties this morning from the 5 games, how much it's made a difference in the field position game. It's pretty impactful when it comes from a special teams unit. So, no, that's us. We got to be better.
When you watched the defense, was there something drastic that you saw different from the Texans game than what you guys did against Miami?
We were obviously much better communication. Was the first thing that stands out watching the tape. Watching them from the sideline, much better communication. And really guys being where they're supposed to be, really playing their role. That was kind of the be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do when you get there. And that was kind of their mentality for the whole week and showed up yesterday.
Who gets credit on the communication improvement?
Really the linebacking group and the safeties.
How do you handle the Monday night game as far as leading up to it, recovery and getting ready for Monday night?
Today's a typical Monday for us. Tomorrow will be the players' day off. Wednesday will be an extra day for us. It'll be a later start to the day. Bring them in late morning so they can get some more rest. And then Thursday will be a Wednesday. Friday will be a Thursday. The only thing really different for us this week will be our Friday practice will be Saturday, and it'll be at night, and it'll be about the same time that the game starts Monday night. So we'll have a under the lights practice started at 7:30.
Why hasn't Taylor been able to get more involved offensively?
Not purposely, just, you know, some things he needs to clean up, too. You know, he's a young guy that's learning the ropes. Some of that has to do with him. Some of it we could help get more to him. But, you know, we started the game yesterday with him. We had some other things in there for him. We just didn't get to him the way the game was unfolding.
Talked about preparing for the zone blitz, blitzing to stop the run against Miami. I guess how can you better prepare for that when you know the teams are going to be gearing up to stop the run, especially given the quarterback situation?
Got to block them better, you know. Which, you know, we in the run game, we were prepared for it the way we had some alignments and formations and things like that. We got to do a better. We were in position to block them. We just didn't do a good job blocking them.
How frustrating is that, just knowing that that's...
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating, because especially when it's Saturday morning, you've even made some more adjustments to make sure you can pick up their secondary support, which is pretty good. And we did.
No. You've taken the ball this weekend at least once before when you've won the toss. What's your general thinking?
I'd like to hopefully get a fast start and put some points on the board early and put them more on their heels than us.
The touchdown drive, was that getting the ball off faster on that drive, and with the receivers winning more on that drive, is that the key to that one?
I thought the key was, it was nine plays. We had one third down of the nine plays. We made first downs on first and second down. And we converted the third down. We did some things to try to make that not happen with the penalties down there in the red zone. We were trying our best to screw it up. But it was just making more yards, being guys making plays.
I think this game was the biggest disparity between Murray and Henry in terms of being out on the field. Any special reason for that, or just kind of the way?
No. We talked about it after that. Probably need to do a better job of getting Derek's more balls. Yeah.
So that's the line, obviously, has talents and potential too. Nobody was happy with the performance yesterday, but through five games, have they been a little bit below maybe your expectation level?
I'd say yes to that. I can't say I would say that to the first four based on who we played. I'd say yesterday, yeah, I would.
What did you say about Phillip that he was able to bounce back after a mistake and come up with a big play?
Two mistakes. Well, I'll say this. I give our offensive staff credit to stick with the play that was going to him and trust him to make up for it. So I give a lot of credit to him. That was a big catch, very big catch, and it was designed just exactly the way it unfolded. And maybe it was better to be further out than we were. Maybe that's what he was thinking when he jumped. I don't know. No, I'm just – no. I give him a lot of credit. I mean, that's a lot of pressure on you. You know the play call. You know you're the number one guy on it, and you've just had a couple, false starts. I give him credit.
You ever had a situation like that where the same guy got penalized twice and then you run the next play right to him?
I can't remember the last time I've done that, but I think that's a credit to our staff to trust him to make the play.
What's the mindset, I guess, this week? You're changing to 3-3, playing a division team that this team's had trouble against.
Yeah. I think it's a big game for, obviously, division game. It's a Monday night game. It's in front of the national TV audience. We got to get back to basics on offense like we did with our defense this past week. And hopefully we can get three phases that play well against Indy. And, again, you can throw out all the how many in a row. Again, this will be a good football game.
Reestablished or maintained the identity that you worked so hard to craft last year, or is that part of what you find again in order to go back?
I think I'd probably say lost some of that in Houston, gained back some of it yesterday, especially defensively. And our special teams, the penalties always overshadow a lot of things. It's all you really remember, but our guys are covering and protecting and covering about as well as I can on punt, and then to get a 20-yard or a 20-yard line, 23-yard line return and kickoff. I mean, that's all you're getting these days. Everybody's either kicking it in touchbacks. But when we are covering as well as anybody in the National Football League.
I think guys McCain seemed more confident yesterday, I think.
Just playing the rotation the way we wanted to play. So it just was not as much involved with him or Ty Smith.
Is that a result of what ended up happening against Houston or just?
No, nothing. Just wanted to play the rotation we had against who they had.
Do you plan for Jacoby and Andrew Luck this week or more Jacoby because he's been in there?
I think you got a plan for both. And again, we're in the midst of this. We just got done at 145. So we're just getting into game planning right now, but that'll come up here this afternoon.
Just a little bit different team, Colts team than you usually see. I mean, usually they're kind of a pass first. This is almost a little bit reversed in some ways.
Yeah, I know the coordinator pretty well. Rob Chudzinski, and he's just what he does well to me is he plays to his players' strengths. I think, again, Jacoby being kind of new to the system, new to the team, I think he's balanced it a little bit more with the run game, and they've got a run game. But I think he's done a good job of just playing to who he's playing with right now.
Mike, if Mariota can't go against the Colts, how much thought would you give to maybe not Castle?
Right now, that's not in any consideration. Be Matt, and everybody around Matt has to play better for Matt.
Mike, you have talked about the free speech that your players have. Have you put together, or this team put together, any kind of new policy about how to handle the anthem? I asked because Rashard's come out of the locker room the last 2 weeks.
No, we haven't had a discussion about it. That's his choice, and you see everybody else's choice, and I support all of it.
The whistle aside on the Castle fumble, did you submit that to the league? That was the wrong call with the ball traveling 13 yards.
Yeah, we have submitted everything. We have.
You submitted that for a particular play.
Yes.
Do you have an idea on what you expected from Marcus as far as practice this week?
No, I'm going to see. He's done more each day, especially last couple days in regards to treadmill work. Again, we're not going to do anything that's going to put him in a setback. So that's the first thing. That's first things first. Not going to set it back. So I'm not going to put a timeline on which practice we're looking at. Every day might be Wednesday, might be Friday.
It's an extra day, I guess.
That helps. That helps immensely, no question.
Strong finish last year. This team was so confident, continued coming into the year. The last 2 weeks, does that ding the confidence level at all, or how do you keep it at that same level?
I when I come into this team meeting, I get a vibe of our team. I have a very good vibe for them, especially this last one where we're doing an overview of the Colts, getting ready to play them. They're in a good place. They know we got to get better in certain areas and play better. And they can't play any less. Defensively, we got to play just the same standards we played yesterday. So they're in a good place. They'll be here. They'll be ready to work this week for this game.
Is there a possibility that Marcus is a game-time decision again, or would you like to make a decision a little earlier?
Obviously, earlier the better. But, I'd say could go all the way up to the game.
You talked about the third down difficulties, obviously, limiting the run game. DeMarco talked about the desire to be able to run it even when they load the box on the early downs. How do you kind of reestablish that physicality that gets you into more positions where you can ride the run?
Looking at that game yesterday, where we really put ourselves in a hole was on second down. We had a number of second and twos and second and threes and short seconds that ended up being third and longs for one reason or another. The run that we had, a couple of runs we had where we went back instead of taking what they gave us, whether it was a sack, numerous false starts penalties, most of them on second down. Those were more of a factor. And again, I'm going to say this. It was more of us stopping us on second down, putting us into tough situations on third down that we got to clean up.
Mike, did you know CBS was going to bust out the high school photo of you yesterday?
I heard that. My wife said it wasn't very complimentary at all. So, no, I didn't know that. And actually, I was going to ask Robbie where that photo came from, to be honest with you.
I know you don't want to jinx them, but the streak that got stuck up been on inside the 50.
And you're right, I don't.
Yeah. Can you talk about maybe a special team play as a whole, Brett, and maybe Ryan, how they?
They're playing really well, really well. Brett, I mean, that punt out of the. Backed up. That's tough. You don't get into your full rhythm. I think he punted at 70 some yards to get it out of there. Was huge. He's doing really well. That was a tough team yesterday in regards to punt because they have a very good scheme of rushing us, and our guys blocked it up and covered well.
Yeah,